What is the key to having a successful podcast? The answer is to create a good podcast. So let me tell you guys, have you ever heard of Anchor? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Most people imagine that depression equals really sad. But unless you've experienced depression yourself, you might not know that it goes actually much deeper than that. Depression expresses itself in many different ways. Some are a little bit more obvious than others, while some people are going to have a hard time getting out of bed, and that's me, you guys. Others might get to work just fine, and it's a bit different for everyone. I know that when I'm depressed, I'm a bit obsessive compulsive. I like things neat, organized, but when things aren't straight in my head, neither is my room. And normally I like showing up to work early, but when I'm depressed, I have no understanding or concept of what time is. So therefore, it makes sense that biologically, depression may involve tiredness, some low energy, inability to feel pleasure, crying spells. Most people imagine that depression equals really sad, right? But unless you've experienced depression yourself, you aren't going to know that it goes a little bit much deeper than that. Depression expresses itself in many different ways, and some are a little bit more obvious than others. While some people have a hard time getting out of bed, others might just get to work just fine, and that's a bit different for everybody. For myself personally, when I'm in that little space of depression inside my head, I call it head trash. For one thing, I'm extremely obsessive compulsive. I like things organized. I like things to be on schedule. Everything has its place. But if you were to walk in my room when I'm going through my moments of depression, my room literally looks like a tornado hit it. Additionally, I hate being late to work, but when I'm not feeling all there, I have no concept of time. And basically, you know, people react to the feelings of sadness and emptiness, loss or disconnections in various different degrees. Therefore, it does make sense that biologically, depression may involve tiredness, low energy, inability to feel pleasure. Yeah, you guys can't get an orgasm. Crying spells, breathlessness, difficulty swallowing, pain and or emptiness in your chest and gut, and disruptive sleeping patterns. A little bit of some decreased sex drive. That's pretty sad, but you also get a bit of a disturbed appetite. Basically, I call it disturbed because you have no hunger. You lose weight, not in a good way. And then you're also going to have some indigestion. You'll probably feel like you want to throw up every day. Or it might go out the other way. Either way, those are all signs of depression. And this for me, you guys, these are my signs. This is how I know that I am literally depressed. And a lot of my podcast and the things that I do, the videos that I share on TikTok, it's all self-talk. And then I end up listening to myself and I'm like, God damn, Karen, why can't you share this with the world? And so then I find myself sharing this with the world, because if somehow or another I can compel one person or I change one person's life, I touch one person, then all of this has been worth it. But anyway, moving on so I don't get sidetracked. That's another sign of depression, not being able to have straight thoughts. So here's sign number one for me, you guys. In social situations, some people haven't even realized that I've withdrawn or I don't speak much because I am depressed. Instead, they look at me and my body language and the way that I'm reacting is that I'm being rude, or I'm being purposefully antisocial, Or let's just say I'm a BITCH, right? Well, it's not true. And in reality, I'm suffering through depression and I'm feeling very anxious and literally feeling like I'm walking on eggshells. And I can't stop thinking about the fact that people are going to think that I'm mad at every step. So, sign number two, you guys. I struggle to get out of bed. Yep, I do. And that's a fact. I'm literally recording this podcast while I'm sitting in bed. Sometimes I stay in bed for hours, a whole day, a whole night. And then just the thought of taking a shower is a bit exhausting. If I can manage to do that, then I'm definitely ready for a nap. People don't understand. Anxiety and depression is a bit exhausting, much like an actual fight with a professor. Sign number three, agreeing to social plans but canceling the last minute. Ooh, yeah, that's me. Funny enough, last night I actually agreed to go out and have a few drinks with a friend, and she's the one that canceled on me, but kind of sucked. Using an excuse, but really you just chickened out. You just can't handle it. You're overprocessed. Too many feelings and emotions. And it makes you think your friends don't actually want to see you. They just feel bad. They feel bad. Maybe a little bit obligated. Sign number four, hiding in my phone. Yes, I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to TikTok, not Facebook, not any other ones. TikTok. Because TikTok, you meet a group of perfect strangers who love you just the way you are. No judgment. But, I'm not like other people. I'm not in there socializing to play games or browse online. I'm not also asking for attention. I do it to distract myself from my negative thoughts. It's my safe bubble. Sign number five, going to bed at 9 and sleeping through the night until 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. That is me. That's me wholeheartedly. Sign number six, I isolate myself, not living up to my potential at work due to lack of interest in anything else. I make myself self-depreciating jokes, and I've said many times before, I laugh so that I don't cry. And unfortunately, that's all true. Sign number seven, when I reach out when I'm depressed, it's because I am wanting to have someone tell me I'm not alone. Not because I want attention. And when I'm reaching out because I want someone to talk to and I don't want to feel alone, and someone turns around and they tell me that I'm being too emotional, that really breaks my heart. That's not what I was reaching out for. And then they don't want to be around you and they avoid you like the plague because you're too emotional. Makes it hard to reach out again, you know? Number eight. Don't like talking on the phone. Who does, honestly? You don't have to be depressed, but literally, I don't like talking on the phone when I'm depressed. I prefer to text because you can't hear my emotions. You can't hear me crying silently. It's just that's just the way it is. There is a bit of less pressure. Also, it's a bit antisocial. Not because I don't like being around people, but because I'm pretty sure everyone can't stand me at that point. I feel it. Number nine, I overcompensate in my work environment. And I work frontline in a busy construction environment. So I feel the need to portray a bit of an extra happy, bubbly personality. But literally, I am struggling. And as soon as I walk out the doors at the end of the day, I feel myself fall. It's exhausting. I'm a professional hiding it all. Number 10, the excessive drinking. I know you guys heard me. I was at the bar last night by myself. Most people assume I'm trying to be the life of the party or just like drinking in general. I often get praised for it. But my issues are much, much deeper than that. Number 11, hiding out in my room for hours at a time watching Netflix to distract my mind and taking frequent trips to the bathroom or into another room of social gatherings because social situations sometimes get to me. Number 12, saying I'm tired or I don't feel good, and they realize how much depression can actually affect you physically as well as emotionally. Number 13, answering slowly. It makes my brain run slower. Yeah, can you imagine depression, emotions? It does. It affects us. And I can't think of the answers to the questions as quickly. It's not because I'm stupid. I'm depressed, especially when someone is asking what I want to do. And I don't really want to do anything, you guys. Yo, I isolate myself so I don't have to be forced into a situation where I have to respond because it's exhausting. You know, not number six, let's just say, you guys, depression can be exhausting. Is it fair? It is very fair, you guys. Any one of those that I've mentioned to you that you're going through, it's self-isolating. It's deep, it's dark, and it's raw. If that is truly going on with you and you're finding that you're not getting much help or support from friends or family, you don't have a support group, you don't have a plan of action, my recommendation at that time is you need to definitely reach out for help if you're struggling, because you're not alone. And if you're unsure what to say to a loved one, you know, just tell them, I need help. And vice versa, to that loved one, if someone is reaching out to you and you don't know how to help them, you need to approach them with empathy and understanding, keeping in mind that sometimes depression shows up in ways that may be very unexpected. And more often than not, people who are depressed are told directly or indirectly by those around them that their sadness is annoying and irritating because they aren't showing up as others would like. If you've noticed that a loved one has become more distant than usual, it's generally a good idea to refrain from personalizing their condition and compassionately express your concerns. So, before I end this, I want to give you guys a few important resources. If you need support right now, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Additionally, there are other resources out there. There's one phenomenal one. It's called the Trevor Project. 1-866-488-7386. And last but not least, you can reach the crisis text line by texting START to 741-741. And this has been an intimate moment shared with yours truly, Dr. K. I love you all, and peace out.